Well, here in the U.S., a big week in politics. There's a debate tonight in California between Governor Jerry Brown and his Republican opponent, Neil Kashkari. In North Carolina last night, Democratic Senator Kay Hagan and her Republican challenger, Tom Tillis, had their first debate. And Tillis came out in favor of expanded access to oral contraceptives.
I actually agree with the American Medical Association that we should make contraception more widely available. I think over-the-counter oral contraception should be available without a prescription.
Senator Hagan did not directly say if she agreed, but she did have this response.
You know, when women's best interests are on the line, I will never back down. And I have always stood up for access to women's health care.
The Senate race in North Carolina is one of the most closely watched across the country this year. But of course, all 435 House seats are on the line as well. So let's get to this week's district profile. Each week we've been looking at the race in a congressional district, and this week it is New Jersey's third, where Republican businessman Tom MacArthur and Democratic county official Amy Belgard will vie for a seat left open by Republican John Runyon, who's not running for re-election. Dave Davies of Here and Now contributing station WHYY in Philadelphia has been covering the race and joins us now. Dave, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Well, first of all, tell us about the district.
It's a big, sprawling district. It goes from the Philadelphia suburbs at the eastern end of the state all the way to the Atlantic Ocean. And it's this big, wide part of southern New Jersey. Doesn't include any of the major cities of the state, like Camden or Trenton. It tends a little Republican. The registration is slightly Democratic, and Obama carried it narrowly in 2012. But it tends to lean Republican, and that's sort of the way the national pundits see it.
Well, let's get to the candidates. And first to Republican Tom MacArthur. Tell us about him.
Well, he's an independently wealthy businessman from actually the northern part of the state, moved in to run for this seat in southern Jersey. He's put $3 million of his own money into the race. He survived a tough primary fight against a libertarian and so kind of came out looking as the moderate Republican.
Well, and actually, he says he wants to see the president's health care law repealed, but he told you that making that the driving goal of the party is misguided. Let's listen.
I put some of the blame for failed leadership in my own party. I think there are those in our party that seem more interested in getting reelected than in working with others and getting things done. And my comments on Obamacare are not entirely in step with some within my party.
Sounds like a Republican running in a blue state there, Dave.
Yeah, kind of. And, you know, everybody loves to run against Washington and the gridlock and the partisanship. And what he does say here is, you know, we need a health care reform of some kind, something which truly addresses people's needs. That said, I mean, he does favor the repeal of Obamacare. What he says is that we need to replace it with what he calls market-based solutions, you know, like letting insurance companies sell their policies across state lines. The idea being, I think he wants to cast himself as somebody who believes in health reform, just not this one.
Okay, well, let's get to the other candidate, the Democrat, a local county official named Amy Belgard. You spoke with her, and here's what she had to say about why she is running for this seat.
I grew up in South Jersey, and, you know, I've had a history, even before getting involved in public office myself, of pushing up my sleeves and working for my community, whether it was my years of volunteerism and work with the American Cancer Society. And I think, you know, it's about connecting to the people that I live with.
Tell us more about Amy Belgard and what she's running on.
Well, she's really running, as you just heard, on the notion that she is from the district, has longstanding ties there. She says that in part to contrast herself with the Republican Tom MacArthur, who, although he's owned a vacation home in the district for many years, he really has lived and been a mayor in North Jersey, in Randolph Township, in Morris County, far from the district, and really moved in to run because the Republicans needed a formidable candidate to replace John Runyon, who was leaving.
What are the biggest issues for voters?
Hard to say. I don't think most of them really know either of these candidates very well. I think people are concerned about jobs in the economy, as everybody else is. But I think what we're going to see is that both parties, if this race is competitive, according to polls, you're going to see both parties come in heavy with advertising. The Democrats already have. And a lot of it's going to come down to attacking the integrity and judgment of their opponents. It's going to be a good old mud-slopping American political race, and it'll kind of come down to who seems less detestable. I hate to say it, but that's sort of the way congressional races often seem to go.
And is there a lot of outside money coming in?
The Democrats have spent money already with an ad attacking the Republican MacArthur, and in fact, their ad was actually criticized by one of the independent fact-checking organizations, and they had to modify it. The Republicans haven't yet weighed in, but they have reserved TV time in the Philadelphia market, which reaches a lot of those voters. So I think it'll depend upon how the polls go, but it's very much on the radar of both political parties. I mean, as you know, Jeremy, there are only about 50 or so seats in the entire 435-seat Congress that are in play in any given election,
yeah.
And this is one of them.
Dave Davies of Here and Now contributing station WHYY in Philadelphia talking with us about the race to fill the seat in New Jersey's 3rd congressional district. Dave, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And at hereandnow.org, you can see all of our district profiles and give us some suggestions for others we should profile, although I should say there are only 2 months left till the election. This is Here and Now.